This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. German officials are fearing more deaths on Friday after quote-unquote catastrophic floods swept through western regions, demolishing streets and houses, killing more than 100 people and leaving hundreds more missing and homeless. Communications were cut in many areas and entire communities lay in ruins after swollen rivers tore through towns and villages in two western states, as well as parts of Belgium and the Netherlands. After days of heavy rain, 103 people have died in Germany alone, the largest number killed in a natural disaster in the country in almost 60 years. They included 12 residents of a home for disabled people surprised by the floods during the night. In Belgium, which has declared a day of mourning on Tuesday, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. As officials assess the damage, the devastation appears to have exceeded that caused by disastrous flooding in eastern Germany almost 20 years ago. South Africa's government said Friday unrest in the country has claimed 212 lives, a sharp jump from the 117 deaths announced the previous day. An official says most of the new fatalities had occurred in a southeastern province, the epicenter of the violence. But she said the situation was, quote, gradually and firmly returning to normality, adding more than 2,500 people had been arrested. South Africa's president is due to address the nation on Friday night and said earlier the unrest had been, quote, planned, and the government would hunt down those responsible. Again, South Africa's government reporting on Friday, unrest in the country has now claimed 212 lives, a sharp jump from the 117 deaths announced the previous day. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.